Ready?
Of course I'm ready.
Oh, it sounded like, have you ever heard that part? And your name's Lisa on the Prince song. What is that? Lisa, are you ready?
Are you ready? All right. Welcome, welcome to Naked and Feral. I'm Lisa Botello, and I'm an intimate sex coach.
And I'm Sandy Jane Nelson, and I'm a life coach.
And we are talking about something today that we always talk about between ourselves, and we thought we'd let you girls in on our little discussion.
Yeah.
Harper Valley PTA. So let me give you a little backstory if you're not into old-time country. There's this song about Harper Valley PTA. Where everybody in this small town is judging this mama who is raising this girl on her own.
Wearing short skirts.
Wears her skirts just a little too short and her clothes just a little too tight. And for that, the little girl comes home and tells her mom, Mama, they want to see you at the Harper Valley PTA. So what's the mama do? Gets on her short skirt, gets on her sexiest outfit, goes in there, calls all those motherfuckers out on everything. And that is who our souls resonate with. I am from a small town. Never once did I ever feel like I belonged in it. I was always the one with the scarlet letter. I was for doing nothing but just being me. Because I might have had too much makeup or wore my clothes too tight or... Yeah. Looked a little too sexy to be going to a child's basketball game. Or who knows? I'm fucking over it. And you know what? I wear it and I wear it proud.
I am
Harper Valley PTA.
We are beautiful, sexy women. That's who God created us to be.
And my sister always have told me that. Lisa, you're Harper Valley PTA. And I'm like, damn Skippy, I am.
I know.
And I love it. And I wear it. And I wear it proud.
I love that. You know, what was I going to say to that? Keep going because I was like thinking, because I came from a small town too, and then now I live in that town.
Yeah.
But when we got together, you brought my feminine out in me more. Who, you know,
honey,
who I was.
When I met you, you were still, you were.
So I was in my depression.
Yeah. And then you were bringing out some Sandy. Stuff. And I remember looking at you and seeing the most beautiful thing ever. And you were like, no. And living in a small town, Harper Valley PTA, does not help because you were constantly being judged, not only for what you say, but for what you do, for how you dress, for who you were talking to at the freaking Piggly Wiggly down there. You know, it's bullshit. Or what your kid did or how you dressed your kid for this occasion or what rodeo you were going. Fuck that shit. None of that matters in the scheme of things.
And... like my mom, this is what I was going to say. I knew it was going to come back. So my mom and my aunt, they're so cute. I call them the LOLs, the little old ladies. But they grew up in a small town here in Idaho. Mm-hmm. And they wore red lipstick and at their church. And their mother came home and told them, you know, like all these rumors. And you hear these rumors. And so what did my mom and my aunt do? They're like, adios, and they went down to California. They had their little suitcases on a bus and went down to California. And it's like, they were like, they gave the middle fingers to the small town, and they just had a blast and were beautiful women.
And you know who I really feel sorry for are those women in small towns that have a flair for the unique and for sexiness and letting that exude. What that don't wear it. That don't wear it like how I did, to where I'm like, yep,
yeah,
I'm freaking Harper Valley Pizza. That actually feel bad about it. I want to tell all those women who are the judgmental shrews in these small towns that think that they are holier than thou, that probably sins all week and goes to the local church. Shame on you. Shame on you for all of that judgment.
What did Dolly Parton say? We've said this in the podcast, but I don't care using her again. Like,
how she thought that the town tramp or trollop or whatever was the most beautiful thing she ever seen. And that's what she modeled herself after. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I love Dolly. And I know a lot of all of you do. And all the maybe the people from the small town probably love Dolly too. But she did not stop being her.
Right.
Who are you? Who are you created to be?
Right. Women, you know? Be your authentic selves.
And it's not like we're slutting around town.
Even if we were slutting around town.
No, you know what I'm saying. I don't want somebody else's man. You don't want somebody else's man. That's what I love about Lisa, knowing Lisa. Like, we were always true blue. We bonded like that. We knew, you just don't go there. You don't do certain things. Right. Like, you have your own man. I have my own man. Mm-hmm. I don't want anybody else's man.
Right. No. And I think that we all, with this, you know, coming together, I think we all as women need to encourage and support.
Yeah, encourage and support. Like, here's the thing. Why are we pitted against each other over and over and over? And just recently, like, was it November? I had a best friend, you know, delete me and judge me for what I'm doing now with being a life coach and
helping
my
women.
Angel numbers and helping women.
Being authentically yourself without judge.
Yeah, and she deleted me and blocked me, and it broke my heart. But it lit a fire under my ass. Like, there's no tomorrow. Mm-hmm. And thank God I had Lisa here. Mm-hmm. And it's like, you know what? Let's fucking go.
Right. Let's do it. And let's show them.
Yeah.
And we're showing them. I mean, it's so exciting. Yeah. We're showing them. And I'm sorry that you have to go through that, but I believe it's the universe's response to saying, you know what, honey, cut that sandbag off of your air balloon.
Thank God for unanswered prayers. And I think, like, we give grace to the ones that are judging us, we give grace to, because later on something might happen because we're a reflection of maybe, you know, something that's in you that you're all Twitter pated about, you know, that's something that maybe you need to, like, think about and shift some thoughts. But we are so pitted against each other in society, you know. It's just really, really sad when we should be supporting each other. You know, I believe in, you know, women having their own jobs and businesses and thriving and being alpha females and having the same or more money than a man, where before we used to not be able to have, you know, jobs, you know, only the man could, and we couldn't even vote, you know, and I'm not saying, like, because there's a little bit difference than, what is that called, that everybody calls it, feminine, what is it?
The feminist.
Feminist, yeah. My feminist thing is so different. My feminine is about being this receiving feminine woman, letting the man open the door for you.
Well, actually, living and being in your feminine, I think that, honestly, this might piss some people off. I really don't care. I believe that the feminist movement now is such a far cry from what it originated from. And I believe that they are actually denying their feminine right by being a feminist. And it's the most ridiculous thing in the world. As being a feminine divine in my own power, I know what it means to be feminine. And I know what it means to live in the feminine. And I actually enjoy a man to be masculine instead of these feminists nowadays. If you're white and over 40 and you're middle mainstream, you're the devil. Come on, women. I think we can do a hell of a lot better than that.
Yeah, I agree. You know, and so this is our thoughts. You guys can have your own. And, you know, if it's
mud, we ruffle breaks, your feathers. It's okay. I'll comb them down for you. Little chicken. I got you.
We have ours. You have yours. And that's what makes the world go round. Right. We get to be us and you get to be you.
Absolutely. And for those women who are struggling in a small town, girls, we feel you. But you know what? Learn to wear that scarlet letter like your grandma's favorite brooch.
Be you. Shine if it. You want to be like your grandmother, my mom, and my aunt, like, if you want to wear that red lipstick,
wear it.
If you want to have your nails pointy, wear your nails pointy. If you want to have your nails short, if you want to have no makeup on, and
if you want to stand on your head gray, and turn purple,
stay
do it.
Gray and be the beautiful, authentic self like that. But if you want to have your hair colored like I do,
do whatever you want.
Do what feels good to you.
And women, support the women in their journey
doing it. I am a big supporter of a lot of people, you know. And then that's on them, you know, if they don't want to support us or me or absolutely. You or whatever, that's on whoever.
Right.
Like my friend that, you know, deleted me. That, mm-hmm. like, you know, it's almost like, thank God for unanswered prayers or mm-hmm. whatever. Mm-hmm. I hope one day she comes around. I'll give her grace for that. But to be judged, it really sucks. How does it feel to be judged, women? Do mm-hmm. you like it? Does it feel good? We are so fucking hard on ourselves. Mm-hmm. So hard on ourselves. Mm-hmm. We have... My big thing was too big of boobs or my belly's too big, you know, or whatever. And my teeth, my eyes, my hair. We are so conditioned to be so fucking hard on ourselves. And part of that, I think I slipped in the biggest depression,
mm-hmm.
you know, over that.
Right. And it's not necessary. If you had women lifting you up like they were supposed to and gathering and being that feminine group holding everybody
up. You did, though.
Well, yes, but I'm talking about everybody.
Yeah. And let us be that for you.
Yeah, we can be that for you. We'll hold you up and we'll tell you we won't lead you astray. And it's sad that other women do. But you know what? Let us inspire those women.
Yeah.
To.
And you help bring that out in me. Mm-hmm. And I help myself bring that mm-hmm. stuff out in me. Like, man, you notice a difference right away when I started like, and your girls, you mm-hmm. know, what happened to Sand? She's mm-hmm. really changed or shifted, you know? Mm-hmm. And then now when I look at things, I love these like pleather
shorts
that I'm wearing.
They're so cute. You're like a little 70s sex pot today.
I love it.
I do too. It's hot.
I think my husband loves it too, you know?
And I love that for you.
I know, me too. I love that. And what men like that, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They like that.
Yeah, real men do. You get these little boys that are like, hey, do you mind wearing my briefs or boxers? You know? No. Sorry, Charlie.
I love wearing my husband's boxers. I wear them. I love walking around and being in my husband's boxers. Sometimes it's kind of cute. You know,
yeah.
The boxer briefs.
Especially with your tight booty.
Yeah.
You got love a rockin' booty.
You know, we can look like Adam Sandler too or whatever, but I think we look sexy in our men's boxers.
We look
boxers.
Sexy in anything.
It's the confidence within.
It is.
It's really feeling it inside and it comes out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and be who you are. If you are like into, what is it? Goth.
Do it. Do it and rock it. If you're into Pretty in Pink and ultra feminine, do it. If you're in the middle, do it. Do it, do it, do it. Do whatever makes your soul friggin' happy. Because you know what? Here's one thing that those ladies need to understand. We only get one time on this earth. We only get one go round.
Yeah.
How dare you put a blanket over somebody's light because it's too bright for you to see.
Good one. Yeah. And do we dim?
No.
No.
We never. Dim.
I was taught that when I was a little girl. Mm-hmm. This little light of mine, I'm going to mm-hmm. make it, let it shine, mm-hmm. let it shine, let it shine all
right.
the time. Hide under a bush. Oh, no. I'm going to let it shine. So let your light shine
absolutely.
Through. And you never know who you're going to inspire. A smile,
mm-hmm.
you know, your husband.
Mm-hmm.
A
person in the store,
mm-hmm.
a person at the gas station. You never know. Let that love and light shine through you and you will help so many people that you don't even realize that you're helping.
Yeah.
Quit dulling people.
There was one lady, oh my God, I don't even know what she said. And it was like about 3 years ago and it was when I was like first thinking I was going to be a life coach and mm-hmm. everything. And I let her know some things about self-love and everything. And she just blossomed and shined. Mm-hmm. And now she's married.
Mm-hmm.
And I hope she's doing well. I haven't talked to her since. I've seen her, but she, you know, on social media, but she's shining and she just felt the energy
mm-hmm.
is different,
mm-hmm.
you
mm-hmm.
know?
Yeah. And it makes your life different. It yeah. really does.
And be
your
just
whole
be
world.
You.
Mm-hmm.
You know, shares her,
mm-hmm.
Gwyneth Paltrow.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I love that about Blake Shelton and Gwyneth Paltrow. No, not Gwyneth mm-mm. Paltrow.
What's Gwen Stefani.
Gwen Stefani. Mm-hmm. And Gwyneth Paltrow. I love mm-hmm. She's still a cute little cute little thing. I mean, she never ages, but Gwen Stefani. And she is totally in, she could be in her little masculine sometimes, and she could be in her feminine in some of her videos. And then they blend together, you know, they have, you know, Blake who's cowboy or camo and she's still rocking her
city clothes.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Well, sometimes she's wearing her cute little camo too, but it's in her own style, you know?
Right. Be authentically you. Be authentically you. And
every day I try that a little bit more. I try to listen and say, what do you want to wear today? You know? And then I'll put it on and I'll look to see if it looks good or not. And I'll take it off if I don't, you know.
Feel good in it.
And then put something else. Like, you know if it looks good on you. But also, trust. I hope you have that woman that is telling you the truth, like if something is looking good on you or not, you know, I know I have that with Lisa.
Oh yeah. But I'm a strong believer. If you feel good, you look good, no matter if you're wearing a gunny sack or not.
Yeah.
So if you feel good in that outfit, wear it, baby, and rock it. Cinch up that gunny sack around the waist and sport it like mini skirt from Harper Valley PTA.
Somebody wore a potato sack. Was that Marilyn Monroe?
Oh, I have no idea. Yeah. I don't know. Yeah. So, yes, let your light shine. Please, women, stop doling other women shine.
Yeah. You know, I'm very proud to know that little story about my mom and my aunt.
I love that.
From my past, like, from wearing red lipstick, they were told, you know, there was all sorts of stories. At first, my mom and my aunt, they moved to Boise, and you know, the little small town was talking all this stuff, you know, they don't have anything better to do, I guess, you know. And then I guess my mom and aunt were like, let's give him something to talk about.
Right.
You know, and I'm just very proud of that part of my mom and my aunt because I'm like, well, that's where I get it from.
You know? So, in true Lisa form, we're going to have to end this podcast.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. We forgot about this.
This is so good. I know.
And what should our podcast be next time
before I don't know. To be determined.
No. We got to think of something. Maybe more of this.
Maybe. Okay. Let me find it really quick because there's different types.
Oh, I know. We didn't talk about... Shit.
What?
We said we were going to talk about in the other podcast about the intimacy.
Oh, okay. Well, we'll do it right now. So we did have a question coming in.
Shouldn't we do this one?
No, it's okay. We'll do this before we forget.
Let's do this because it goes with Harper Valley PTA. It gives him something to talk about.
Okay, gives him something to talk about. Okay, so there's different kinds of yonis.
Okay. Oh, what?
Yonis.
Yonis. Do you guys know what a yoni is?
It's a vagina. It's a vagina. Okay, so here's the different types of yonis, and you guys can decide which kind of yoni you have. There is, in the Book of Kama Sutra, is your vagina a doe to where she's petite with a gentle manner, and her vagina, her yoni, is tight and shallow? Or is she a mare, which is a female horse, if whoever doesn't know that. Or is she a mare, stout with a wild personality and a flair for the unusual, and her yoni is full and sensuous? Or is she an elephant, tall, big-boned, with a ruddy or radiant complexion, and her yoni is wide and deep? Mine is a mix between the doe and the mare. What is yours?
Mine's the mare.
Yours is the mare. You're freaking wild.
Yeah, mine's the mare.
I'm a little bit of a doe mare.
I've always been a mare.
Yeah, winking out in the pasture.
Wild.
And here's another one for you to think about for penises as well. There's called lingams. Is your man or the guy you're dating or your future guy or men?
I'm keeping this zipped.
Of course you are, yes. Or, you know, men, what is your lingam? Is it small and lively body with a gentle voice and manner? And his lingam is about 3 inches long when erect. I would hope not. There is a bull, sturdy and built with a good temperament, and his lingam is thick and about blank inches when erect. I'm not going to say these inches because I believe that these are small inches.
Yeah, they are. What the heck? I think this is like, has got to be, I don't think the normal person is that.
No.
That like.
No.
Because I've been with other, like before my husband, come on, I've never had those inches.
Right.
Like the first one, or maybe you should leave both of them blank.
Okay, blank. Or number three, are you a stallion? Tall, muscular, adventurous, and fun with a zlingum about blank inches when erect.
Yeah, I think that they should cut out the blank ones.
Food for thought. Is your vagina a Joe? Is your penis a bull? You never know. Anyway, okay, so that is it for us.
But we gotta do the other one with intimacy. We said we were gonna do that, so we will do that next podcast.
Yes.
I'm sorry.
No.
What was the question again?
The question was, oops, music's already coming on. We gotta cut it short.
What's the question?
The question is, how do you tell your wife that there's too much intimacy in the relationship? And I'll keep my mouth shut until next time.
Yeah. Okay, we love you guys.
We love you. Don't forget to give in your answers or questions
to your girls' days Tuesday and
nakedandferal@gmail.com. And we love you, and check out our girls' day Tuesday. Mwah. We kind of love that.